5:54. I am less in doubt that this was the Parousia. I am not in doubt about that at all. It is exactly what Jesus and Paul anticipated, if not John. That I am in doubt, in perplexity, as to whether it was solely in my own world, my idios cosmos, that it took place. Does the koinos cosmos remain the same? I don't think, really, that it has. But no one else that I know of saw what I saw, which by general standards, at the very least, limits it to a subjective experience, a personal one, for me alone. I think that seeing the signals around me firing, the living organism, may have been what Malachi meant by the Lord of hosts shall suddenly come to his temple, etc. Suddenly, he was within everything and visible, at least to me. At least to me. I saw his presence. Perhaps I err when I assume that he had always been there, but not visible to me, that my eyes were suddenly opened to what had always been. Maybe he had been gone and came back. My eyes were opened and he came back and therefore I saw him. If my eyes had been open a month earlier, I wouldn't have seen him because he hadn't arrived then as yet. Let us consider the miracle involved. When God enters time, when he pierces our world, pierces the veil and rends it, where go the usual categories of personal subjective, then, now, etc.? Did he come for all men or just for me? Will what happened to me in March 1974 still later on happen for others? Or did it happen once for everyone? This is the same question about Christ's death on the cross. Does he really die again and again for each man, so to speak, sequentially, or simultaneously, which is to say, once? I think both are true. The usual categories don't apply. I am a child trying to understand adult concepts. As in Frolics 8, the change rushes across the world, the way I saw the black band rush across the sky on Good Friday. The band that joined the old universe with the new. And in that instant, as I and Laura watched, I understood that we were on film, on a loop. This 3-hour strip rushing at so high a speed, it tied the two ends together and started the sequence anew. Thus, back in 1962, my first mystic understanding of Easter and of the death of Christ, the dead God. In the bonds of death, Christlag in Todesbanden, etc. Note. German. Christ lay in the bonds of death. Bach's Cantata, BWV 4. End note. I saw it then. What I saw then was real, and I knew it then to be real. What I experienced in 1974, which was maybe 12 years later, at the same time of year. It was real too. We can maybe resolve this when we ask, when you play your LP of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, is it a different performance each time? Does von Karajan repeat it? One hears it again and again, but it is the same, like the archetype printing out, the die stamping. What we hear is the print. The great miracle is that it is always new, and always it is the same, once more, unchanged. Suppose I play my LP of the Seventh Symphony until I know it by heart, and then I give it to you, and you play it. You have never heard it before. To you, it is entirely new, no more and no less new in relationship to my knowing it. I mean, however many times I have played it, however new or old it is to me, this has no effect on how new it is to you, assuming the LP isn't worn or damaged. For you, it is new independent of me, and herein lies the miracle. However many times Christ has died for man, however many people have had my experience, it was as new for me as if no one had ever had it before. In my world, it was unique. It had never happened before. And so Christ died for me solely. He is infinitely new, infinitely divisible, infinitely everywhere. I guess he is ubic. If a simple workable theoretical model were wanted by which all could be restored, then this might serve. 1. Reality in concentric rings of greater being, completeness, which the person initially encounters in terms of a ring less real than one he later encounters, best of all, finally encounters. Thus, the final ring encountered is the most real and gathers up, accumulates, all that he ever encountered before. 2. There would be a writing backward system by which the person would be presented, for engramming on purposes, lesser fragments of forms the larger fragments of which he will encounter later, that is, later for him. Thus, his encounter line would be arranged backward to the direction he himself experiences it, the way a mystery novel is written. What he has had and possibly lost, which would make the term restoration meaningful to him, would, so to speak, be deliberate clues presented ahead of time, early in his life, with the full knowledge that these were the certain experiential items he would later come on to. The interesting part of this is that he could be easily, almost effortlessly, engrammed in a random fashion, yet have the sense of total meaning. Here is a synthetic example. Let us say that at the end of his lifeline, he winds up in the Lusitania Hotel, which is in the shape of a boat and has cherry wood furnishings, including broom plants, acacia, as the floral items, intrinsically neutral in value. These are virtually a patternless collection of elements. They would, for him, acquire meaning. Bedeutung. If one were to place, early in his life, small replicas of these constituents, one would see to it that as a child he grew up for a few months, long enough to create engramming, in a yard with flowering acacia, which is really a weed, and that he watched a film on the sinking of the Lusitania on his family's TV set, and so forth, seeing to it that there was a vast wasteland of these items, so to speak, until the glide pattern part of his life. Finally, he would begin to encounter these dear long-lost engrammed on bric-a-brac, and have a deep sense of cosmic completeness. Thus, any life, theoretically, could be given a subjective sense of completeness and meaning and purpose and wholeness, just by seeing to it that retrograde clues of what was in the natural course of events to happen along were stuck here and there at very early strategic points. The economy of these would be beautiful, since one would simply work backward from the solution, i.e., the end as pure random given. I am getting all back what I lost, the person would sigh gratefully, and see a divine plan, a goddish hand in all this. Of further interest, he would be right. There is really no way this simple economic system of imbuing an ordinary life with completeness could be accomplished without the agency of A, deliberate design, and B, the ability to accomplish it by retrograde motion in time. What is to me of supreme interest is that the person involved, the subject, would be able to detect the subtle, but to him, indubitably real hand of the Creator in the final section of his life. Although no one else could, and anyone else could argue himself black in the face that no pattern was evident, the subject, all his life, would have carried these key engrammed on external gestalts, slumbering away in his psyche. He would know, when he began to re-encounter them, what it signified, not that the end was near, but that the whole process was subsumed by intention, design, and a plan or logos. These would be absolute signs along the trail, that there was indeed a trail, and it was one intended for him. He and it were isomorphic.